Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 771. 5 reasons women should strength train that are way better than just building a great-looking body, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and a happy July if you're listening close to real time. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, before I get to today's post, yes, I know the title sounds like what I'm about to read to you only applies to women. But I promise, if you're a guy listening to this, it will still apply to you too. And since I'll be reading from a woman's perspective, I know at times it can kind of sound odd given that I'm a male, but we'll get over that pretty quickly. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 5 reasons women should strength train that are way better than just building a great-looking body, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. As a loyal girl lifter, or if you prefer, lift like a girler, but that sounds horrible, you're no stranger to the incredible benefits of strength training. You know that consistent, progressive strength training is a fun and efficient way to build a great-looking body. And we all want a body that we love and looks great in our clothes. But, and here's the really awesome part, there are so many more benefits beyond the physical that strength training provides. And it's these benefits I love the most, and believe provide the greatest return on your hard work investment. Or to put it another way, looking great is merely a side effect from a sound strength training program. When you focus on the benefits I'm about to reveal to you, you'll enjoy your strength training journey to a higher degree, and you'll have an increased level of motivation to keep working out for the long term. So, without further ado, here are the 5 amazing benefits you can experience from strength training, and not a single one has anything to do with how you look. 1, greater self-confidence. It never fails. All of my clients report an increase in self-confidence once they start training consistently. Not only do they walk with a stronger sense of confidence, but it transfers over to their everyday lives as well. When folks strength train and tap into their true physical potential, something just changes. They get a taste of the abilities they possess, and their confidence increases noticeably. Many report even feeling more powerful in their job roles as well, and things that may have intimidated them in the past no longer do. Strength training doesn't just build your body, it builds your mind. This benefit is absolutely priceless. 2, enjoy the journey. Strength training really allows you to focus on and enjoy the journey instead of obsessing over the end goal, like losing fat or looking better naked. My clients always focus on their workout performance and nothing else. Their primary goal when they enter the gym is to do a little bit better than the last time. Nothing else matters. By focusing on getting stronger and not burning calories or achieving a high level of fatigue, they actually enjoy their workouts to a much greater degree because they're proud of and are focusing on what their body can do. As a result, they come to appreciate the journey because it's enjoyable, rewarding, and keeps them wanting more. They start to wonder enthusiastically, what else am I capable of doing? This means they don't obsess over reaching their initial physique goals. They can just be happy today and not once they lose X number of pounds or whatever goal they may have originally wanted to achieve. That's because, as I like to say, the journey is the destination. The journey is where you grow, become stronger physically and mentally, and where the magic happens. And when you enjoy the journey, you're much more likely to be consistent. And consistency is what produces results today that you can maintain tomorrow. 3, highlight your unique strengths and characteristics. Whether you realize it or not, you're naturally suited for certain exercises. I'll explain this by using myself as an example. I'm a natural-born deadlifter. I have long arms, which puts me at an advantage to pull a heavy barbell off the floor. Once I discovered this, I made it a goal to highlight this natural ability and to go from being a naturally good deadlifter to a great deadlifter. I encourage you to discover what exercises you're naturally good at, or the ones you enjoy the most, and then become great at them. Don't be afraid of getting stronger and progressively lifting heavier weights, which I consider to be one of the 6 sane and simple rules to lift like a girl, because this can be a very fun and motivating way to exploit and take advantage of your unique strengths. It's easy nowadays to get down on ourselves and think, if I only had so-and-so's body, or other similar negative statements. But the truth is, we can't alter our genetics, so there's no use in complaining and dwelling over something we can't change. Don't compare yourself to anyone else or waste time wishing you look differently than you do. Instead, love your body and appreciate it for what it can do. Love your body because it's yours. Discover and unleash your natural abilities and be dang proud of them. 4, bust through previous self-imposed limitations. Some are intimidated by the thought of busting out bodyweight pull-ups, military-style push-ups, and even heavy squats and deadlifts. Unfortunately, there are still some fitness-gone-bad sources proclaiming that people can't or shouldn't do those things. And even worse, sometimes we believe them. But progressive strength training is one of the best ways to obliterate these self-imposed limitations. When you commit to getting stronger and discovering what you're capable of doing, you'll shatter all of those ridiculous myths and learn that yes, you are in fact incredibly strong, likely stronger than you think, and you can do even more. Strength training allows you to leave behind negative, self-imposed limitations and discover your true potential. And in doing so, means you'll be a walking, talking, motivating example for others and the younger generation who is looking to you to define what it means to be a strong person. So instead of asking, can I do that? Ask yourself, what else can I do too? And 5, become the strongest, most awesome version of yourself. I'll be honest and admit that this is by far my favorite perk to strength training. Here's a fact. You are awesome right now, this very moment, just as you are. Regardless of whether you've been eating well and training hard for 10 years or 10 days, you are awesome. Whether you're at a healthy weight or you have over 100 pounds to lose, whether you're a size 2 or a size 20, whether you can do 10 push-ups or 0, you are awesome right now because numbers don't define you or determine your self-worth. What matters is that you make the most of what's available to you and you keep on moving forward. Strength training is an incredible tool that allows you to become the strongest, most awesome version of yourself possible. It builds you up, increases your self-confidence, improves your overall health, strengthens you on the inside and out, and provides you with positive motivation to keep going. All of those things combined equals a more awesome you. Not a new you, not an improved you, but a stronger, more awesome you. This is a critical part of the new definition of fitness. This is why the focus of my workouts and all of my clients is to simply train to be awesome. Everything else that happens is just a wonderful side effect. Strength training is an incredible activity that provides a myriad of benefits from health, physique, mental, and performance improvements. And as you heard, there are numerous benefits that go beyond the typical build a better looking body. No matter why or how you strength train, take full advantage of the additional, perhaps even better, benefits. And always, always strive to be the strongest, most awesome version of yourself. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Reasons Women Should Strength Train That Are Way Better Than Just Building a Great Looking Body by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Much of what the author Nia was mentioning, the improvements in overall self-confidence, and there's this thing called self-efficacy. So studies have been performed looking at people who have never followed any structured physical activity program, whether it's strength training or doing cardio, and they found that after doing these programs, their self-confidence increases. Their self-efficacy, which is their confidence in their ability to perform a specific task, also increases. So just as Nia mentioned, it's a nice side effect to have a nicer looking physique, but there are all these other wonderful health benefits of doing strength training. And of course, if you do cardio, that's fantastic too. But in my experience, there are folks that are intimidated by the gym environment, or they're just intimidated by this idea of strength training altogether. There are so many different experts and so many different routines that are recommended. It can be overwhelming and you may not know which one you should start, which one you should try. Is one going to lead to injury? Is another actually going to lead to some of these benefits we've been talking about? And I know this because I was in that same boat too. What helped me was recruiting a workout buddy, and that way we were in this together. If I didn't know what I was doing in the gym, at least I had somebody who also didn't know what it was like to work out in the gym and we could look stupid together. But you know what? Neither of us ended up looking stupid. What I can tell you is most of the folks in the gym don't really know what they're doing. So take a moment, maybe research someone, find a certified trainer, someone who actually has a credential, maybe through the American College of Sports Medicine, since that's considered the gold standard, and have them train you. Or try one of those at-home DVD programs that incorporate a little bit of strength training just using everyday objects. So the best thing to do is take a deep breath, take that first step, try not to feel too intimidated, and if you stay consistent, in no time, you'll start to feel all these wonderful benefits. All right, that'll do it from me for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.